So, just to recap what we left off with last time, we had the Kasha of the Ran, which said that the Haseba on the Dalet Koso seems to contradict the standard rules, right? Haseba is certainly not a Dindo Raisa in the classic sense. So how can we say that when we have a Suffolk, should we do Haseba for the first two Kosos, or should we do Haseba for the latter two Kosos? So we'll just do for all of them. So that's we should say the opposite. We should say Sveika Durabonon Lekula. We're saying Suffolk Haseba Lechumra. That's a little bit strange, right? Dalid Kosos are definitely Durabonon, Haseba is definitely Durabonon. That's what it would seem, no? So I mentioned last time in the Sefer, you could look in the Sefer Oros HaPesach by Rav Warman. He has some type of a chiddush that maybe Haseba is a kiyum d'oraisa according to the Rambam. So maybe we would say Safek Lechumra because it's a kiyum d'oraisa. Okay, but either way, Pashut Pshat, and definitely the Ran thinks so, is that you should do Haseba only mid the Rabbanan, and he has two answers. So you remember the two answers?
Why is this a big deal? Just do it.
Right. Milsa de Leisba Tircha. Right? So he has no Tircha. What's the big deal? Right? Just do the Haseba. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to kill you to do Haseba. So just do the Haseba. What's the big deal? Right? And answer number two is, well, if you follow the logic to its conclusion, then you're going to end up in big trouble. Because you're not going to do Haseba for the first two Kosos. You're not going to do Haseba for the second two Kosos. So then you're going to completely be mevatel the Ratzon Chachamim, which was that you should definitely do a Haseba during the Dalet Kosos. So, yeah.
So, true. Yes.
So that's why I suggested that this Ran does not work within the Shita of the Rambam. The Ran has to be going along the lines of the Rush. Is that if you have to hold that there's a concept of Haseba that's essential to the Kosos. It's not essential to the concept of Haseba, because you'd be Makayim the Takan of Haseba other ways. So what's the big deal? Shamashachal Kazayas Matzah Kushu Mesev. Right? So the Brisker Rav said, what's the pshat? It says that you're Yotze Haseba. You're not Yotze Matzah. Right? So too, you're Yotze. So the waiter doesn't, according to that reading of the Gemara, the waiter might not be doing Haseba during the Dalet Kosos, but he's Yotze Haseba. So, because at least he did a little bit of a seba on that night. So if you don't do a seba during the Dalet Kosos, you'll do it during Achilas Matzah, you'll do it during the meal, you'll do it during the Afikoman, no problem. So it must be that the second answer of the Ran at least is holding like the Rush and not the Rambam, that a seba is essential to the Kosos. And in that way, we're not being Mekayim the Kosos the way the Chachamim wanted us to be Mekayim. We know for sure they wanted us doing a seba during two of the Kosos, and you're going to do Haseba during none of the Kosos. So you're completely mevatel the idea of Haseba during the Kosos. So that's answer number two. So based on answer number two, there's a very famous piece of raid here that's worth going through. So you have...
Shivish?
Well, it's very Yeshivish. So a little Ungarish. I don't want to... So it's not so Yeshivish. But... Right, so I don't know. Depends where you're holding. If you like, if you're more of a Borough Park kind of guy, so it's Yeshivish. If it's not, it's more Borough Park than Lakewood, because it's got a Chasam Sofer involved. So it's really Borough Park Yeshivish more so than Lakewood Yeshivish. So, but anyway, take a look at the Mishnah we quoted here from Megillah Daf Hamid Beis. Rav Asi Kara Megillah Buhutzal Bar Besor Uva Chamesar. Right, so we're not sure which day we're going to read the Megillah. Do we celebrate regular Purim or Shushan Purim? Misaf Galay Imu Kefes Chom Mimos Yeshua Ben Nun He O Ilo. He wasn't sure whether or not this was a walled city. He wasn't sure whether or not this particular city of Hutzal qualifies for regular or Shushan Purim. So he read the Megillah twice. So you could imagine the Ran's Kasha is going to be something along the same lines, right? Ula inyan ayaros hamasupakos imhein mukafos chomam yosushua ben nun olo horu hageonim zal shaholchin bohen acharov ayaros. So the shitas hageonim was just go basarov. Sheruben ena mukafos chomam yosushua vikorin bohen biyudalid. So point number one, you can go basarov, and the rov celebrates regular Purim, not Shushan Purim. Va'od. Shafilu Tomar, she suffix shakul, even if you say it's 50-50. Havale suffix shel devrayim ulakula. So you have the right to be makel. V'nimtza p'turos b'shnein. U'mevatel mimena b'vaday mikra megillah. And you're going to be completely mevatel mikra megillah. L'fichach kore b'rishon u'poter b'sheni. So what's the solution? Celebrate regular Purim. Wait a second.
Well, he's just going according to his first answer.
No. What do you mean?
Meaning he's saying that really just follow the rope.
Yeah.
Right. He's saying, but even if you didn't follow the
rope. No, he says even if it's a legitimate suffix, it's not a rove case. Second point is saying even if you would claim if it would be 50-50, meaning forget about the rove.
I think at the end he's bringing the rope back in.
No,
he's not bringing it.
It's definitely two different answers. He's saying va'od. Furthermore, shafilu tomer shusafik shaku, meaning forget about the rove.
If you took that va'od, then maybe.
No, even without the va'od, he says even if you say it's a suffik shaku. Havale suffix shall divraim ulakula.
Can't we say that reading the Megillah?
Shakul means even, right? So even if you say it's 50-50, or as we said in the hood growing up, 50-50, right? So it was a 50-50 rove. It's 50-50 suffix, right? So what's going to happen in the end? You're going to go lakula in both directions, and you're not going to read the Megillah, right? So he says lefichach kar b'rishon apoter b'sheni. Therefore, we'll read on regular Purim. What do you mean? So, therefore, we read on regular Purim. What's the Ron's formula for solving that problem in general?
I mean, you can't really say like, the first answer.
Right. The Ron should have said, do both.
It would be a tircha.
What? You're mixing the answers now.
You're mixing the first two.
The Ron himself preferred his second answer. The Ron said, I heard from my Rebbeim, or Kach Shamati, Kach Pirshu, right, that it's a milz deleis but tircha. But then the Ron said, "Velinira, that because you're going to be mevatel the concept of a seba during the kosels completely, so you have to do both." Okay. So why didn't the Ron just answer? No. So you're going to be mevatel the mitzvah completely. So lean during the first two kosels.
No. You're not being mevatel any, like. If by the kosos we really didn't know and we said sevek lekula, there would be nobody that had a seba by kosos. The mitzvah would,
right.
Like, theoretically wouldn't exist.
Right.
Here, literally go next door, outside of the city, and now the mitzvah of Megillah exists again.
Good.
So there's a clear chilek between.
Good. No, it's an excellent chilek. Excellent. Right? You hear what he's saying? No, why would anybody listen when someone else talks, right? But, right. Okay, you should have listened to this one. It says like the Mishnah Lamelech, right? So take a look at the Mishnah Lamelech here. Right? Take a look. V'nira di'esh l'chalik, b'en she'asavik hu she'betakonas chachamim, when the suffix is with the takonas chachamim, da'oz k'dei she'lo te'oker takonasim tzorech l'kayim b'chol ma'i de'efsher she'tiknu. So if you're worried about the whole takonas chachamim going away, then you have to say, if it's possible they're misakin the first two, we're going to do the first two. If it's possible they're misakin the second two, we're also going to do the second two. Kigom, it's a seba. The Amrit, the Dafka, right? He's using example of a seba because he's in Hilchas Megillah. That's why. He assumes you're not holding a seba. So the Amrit, the Dafka, kamoi tzrichim timtzalam takanas chacham moi seba kisav esroi, right? Nimtzah shemizbatal takanas chacham mikol vakol v'chayinibcha. Avol gabe Megillah, exactly what you just said. Takanas chacham ibimkom omedes. This does not affect the concept of mikra Megillah at all. There is mikra Megillah in the world. So we're not going to completely potter them. So he says, "We'll once you read it on the 14th, we'll apply the rule of Sveika Lekula. We're not going to make you do it both times because it's not like we're trying to protect the Takanas Chacham. We're trying to protect you. So to protect you, it's enough to do it once. To protect the Chachamim, you got to do it both times. And he's saying, no, if you never Yotzi the Megillah in your life, that doesn't change the Takana in any way. Everybody in the world is still Mekayim the Mitzvah the right way. You just don't ever do it the right way. So even if you're wrong every time, so what? It doesn't affect the takana of Mikra Megillah. The Mikra Megillah is just as strong as it ever was.
Why do they do it at all?
No, so he's saying that you should go lakula in the sense that you should read it the first time, and then you have the right to assume that probably I was Yotzei, I'm good enough. So here we're saying that you don't have to read it twice, except if you're protecting the integrity of the takana. If you're protecting your city, so then you could just be, you could be makel and just read it on the regular Purim, and then I tomorrow, maybe I wasn't yotzi yesterday, you have the right to be makel in that case. So that is Mishnah Melech. Now, it's again, there are such places. If you go to Lud Bizman Hazeh, so Lud is subject to a lot of literature about whether or not it counts as a walled city. I don't know anything about Ramat Beit Shemesh. Last year, a friend of mine gave a long chabura on whether or not you read the Shushan Purim or regular Purim in Lud. It's been over the centuries. Lud? What?
Is it Lud?
Yeah.
Is that the woman?
Yeah, you asked Beruya, right? You're the foolish Galilean who asked Beruya for directions. Never asked, Klal Gadol, never asked Beruya for directions.
Can we point out how Avi Rudinsky just quoted a Gemara about Beruya?
Why?
Because Beruya is like the most anti-sexist character in the Gemara.
Well, she was a tough cookie. I mean, Beruya was.
She's the one who learned.
Right, but she was also. Oh, but she. Rabbi Yossi Aglili asked her, so she referred to him as a Glili Tipshoy. Says, you shouldn't have spoken to me. You shouldn't have. It says, Al Tarba Sicha Meisha. So he says, you should have said, Eza Lalud. You shouldn't have said Eze. I forgot the exact lesson. It's like it's in Erevin, but like the says. I think he said something to the effect of Ezo he derech lalud, and she's like, "You foolish Galilean! You should have just said Ezo lalud. Why are you talking to women so much?" So, so plus, why don't you get a GPS? That was the modern day version of the. When writing contemporary midrash, we include that. But the
why did Rav Ashi read on both days?
Rav Ashi?
Rav Ashi.
Why did he read it?
Yeah. Let him just read it.
He had a legitimate suffix. He chose to read it on both days. But we paskin in reality that you don't have to do that. That's what the Ran is saying. We paskin, if you have a suffix, you have the right to read it on the regular Purim. Look, the first answer is good enough. It happens to be. The Ran is just making trouble by giving the second answer. The first, you can go bus a row. But...
back on the rush, right? When the rush is you're not yotzei, he means you're not yotzei matzah midrabanan.
Yeah.
But like you are yotzei.
Mom, but he's saying that you have to go. Well, that's a further question. Maybe we'll do that next time. That's one of my favorite topics to talk about.
Oh, you mean no? I'm saying just you yotzei seder matzah midraisa going to the rush.
Probably.
So when he says you're not yotzei, what does he mean?
Midrabanan, we're going to make you go back and do it again. But Efshar not, meaning that's the whole question, right? Rabbi Gamliel says, Kol Shalom HaShalosh Dvar Melu, Lo Yatzei Dechavaso. What do you mean, Lo Yatzei Dechavaso? You have a 5-hour Seder, but you didn't talk about Tamei HaMitzvah, so Pesach Matzah and Maror, so you're not Yotzei. Are you kidding? How could that be? So okay, so that's the question. What does it mean you're not Yotzei? Right, big machlokas, Tosos, and the Ran. I don't know how the rush falls out on that one. But, yeah, Pashtus is your Yotzi min HaTorah, you're just not Yotzi midrabanan. Okay, so based on this, you know, outside of the few cities that have a suffix, whether they're Mukafas Choma, there actually is a better nafkamina for our purposes, a more everyday nafkamina, which actually, I take it back, it's not more everyday for us either. Because we don't do things the way they used to do it back in the day. But the Chasam Sofer was asked a very interesting shaila. There was a fellow who forgot when his father's yortzeit was. He couldn't remember whether his father's yortzeit was on the fourth day of the month or the fifth day of the month. And he said, so he says, Eich, in the second line here, Eich yedino b'chol minyhagi yortzeit, Ba'amiris Kaddish v'adlakas ner v'tainis, right? Because that's what you do on a yortz. I know you fast. You know Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's word about the whiskey and donuts or whatever they give out on a yortz site. You ever heard that word? He says that he says really, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to fast on a yortz site. So he said people didn't like fasting, so they would make a siyum and they would have a sudas mitzvah. So then at a certain point, people forgot all about the seeing part, so they just ate there. They remembered the eating part. So they...
Who says
that? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I think it's in the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky biography. So anyway, he says, which day should you fast on?
You could actually do both.
Well, so here's the thing. So here's the thing. No, so listen to the problem that he has. And that's why I said it's not so contemporary of an issue anymore. But he says, Hine ze pasha da ha'avelim lo yanicheu lo mar kaddish lahafsidam. They're not going to allow him to say kaddish to make them lose out. The b'chol yom yomru lo aisili raya da ha'yomahu. Right? In other words, in those days, they followed the minhag Ashkenaz. The minhag Ashkenaz is only one guy in the shul says kaddish. So the Chasam Sofer writes, there's no way everybody is going to allow you to say kaddish both days, because they want, if you have a guy who's an avil, he's going to want to take the amud and say the kaddish. He's not going to want to miss a day just because you might think that it's your father's yard site. He's going to say, bring a raya and I'll let you take the amud. Maybe he has to find himself a minion where there's no other avelim and he can take the amud. So I gave you a little ellipsis over there because I skipped the whole. He quotes the Ran, he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, right? So he says, so let's apply this to our case. Delaniyaz daiti im yesh od achim b'makom acher hayodim bebirur yom ayortzeit. Says, do you have a brother or not? Says, if you have at least one brother who you know, like there's always a brother who's more conscientious than his other brother. You know, that's the way it goes. You know, you have the flighty artistic type. So he has more feeling.
He's the one who lives as fast. And his right. Lives
no, I'm saying he's going to say Kaddish with more gusto than his brother. But his brother's never going to miss. His brother's going to show up to Minyan on time. You know, so his brother's never going to, if he knows his brother, the pencil pusher, is for sure going to know what day the yahrzeit is. So then it's a little different, right?
You have to hold like a toast there, no? Do you have to be Mivaris Safek?
No, he doesn't have to be Mivaris Safek. He says, if you're confident, he says, Yodim Bebirur. Right? He says, there's a brother somewhere else, and what the yahrzeit is. V'yasu takanta l'nishma sa'av b'kaddish v'adlokas the tainis. And he's going to follow the yahrzeit properly on the day. Imkain hasafik munach rakach karkafta dahach gavra. Now the suffik is no longer a suffik in the global concept of the yahrzeit. The global it's a suffik about this specific fellow, whether he will observe his father's yahrzeit. This is lo chamira mitzvah derabanan. So you certainly know it's a minhag. It's a very important minhag, but it's a minhag, right? So this is no worse, no stricter than a mitzvah derabanan. V'yase kol takana sanal b'yom dalad l'chodesh yifka bo tchila. So he should go like the Ran's psak on reading the Megillah. Do the first day, and then right. So the v'yom hashini yepoter misveka derabana l'kula. So the first opportunity, he should say, all right, I'm taking the fourth day of the month, and the fifth day of the month, he should say I have a suffik l'kula because maybe I was already yotzi yesterday.
But if there's no brother,
you would ask. But right, it's achim ein lo achim ba'olam nimtza biyom ayortzai shetzarech la'av tikon l'nishmaso biyom adedina delay. The ein lo mishi isakin nishmaso. So we know that it's considered a yom adin for the niftar. So who's losing out? Not the son. The father's losing out because no one's there to give him the tikon that he wants. So zvim neima shiyasa ben rak yom rishon ulay in any yom ayortzai of yom hashenis shu yom ayortzai va'av tzarech l'tikon ve'ein miyam ba'ado. Hareze dome leheseba, right? He says that's more similar to the case of Haseba. Demeikara takana sa'av takan demeakra. Sorry, it's going to uproot the takana of the father completely. Shein ben ba'olam shiashlam tzarko in kain yase b'shnei.
So he says fast twice or just say kaddish twice.
Yeah, he could eat the night in between. That's a little, you know. Next year you won't forget if you had to fast twice. You know, so. You remember we're fasting twice, not so gishmak. So you'll remember next year. So, but the point is that he's medame the case of the yahrzeit to the case of the two cases, either mikra megillah or haseba. If it's a mikra megillah case, that i.e. there's another brother, so treat it like the mikra megillah. Do your first available opportunity, and that's it. Because at least you know it's not like the yahrzeit is being misbatil. It's just that you are not doing your job.
Freeman said this year there's two Adars. So he only fasted one yahrzeit.
Okay.
I think the Mishavura says to do the second one, but he said that...
Oh, the mission... Oh, you're only supposed to do one.
That's one of the...
No, I think if you're going to do one, I think he says to do the second one, because...
But he wanted to do the first one.
But did his father die in another olive?
There was one other.
Time's cool, isn't it?
Otherwise, there wouldn't be an issue.
Right.
Siv has all kinds of coolest.
Yeah. Whatever, but he said it didn't
for
what?
Many
he didn't
coolest.
Want to fast now because it was before Pesach. He wanted to do a Hanukkah for Pesach.
You could hold 2 days of Yom
Kippur. One of his coolest?
Yes, exactly.
Wait, did he hold 2 days?
What? It was refined burning.
What? I mean, it's Siv? And it's Siv has tons of coolest.
2 days of Yom Kippur?
Coolest, uh-huh.
Why remember when we discussed this and learning on
2 days
of Yom Kippur? Can somebody enlighten me as to what is happening?
It's not worth discussing. It's not on topic at all. Okay. I meant, great job. okay, fine. One last inyan. So one last very nice. These are all some of the more well discussed inyanim here. So we know that women are chayiv in the dalet kosos, right? And they're chayiv in the dalet kosos for what reason? Why are women chayiv in dalet kosos? Afin ha'yibos anes, right? Three times in Shas it says afin ha'yibos anes. Three times. Mikra Megillah, dalet kosos, and Neros Chanukah. Right?
Not by.
Not by.
What is it not by?
Which
that they use, that they use like that.
There's a Rabbeinu Tam. There's a Rabbeinu Tam who says it by Shalosh Shudas, I think. Rabbeinu Tam is quoted in the Ran in the beginning of Arei Pesachim. Quotes Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Why do women have to eat Shalosh Shudas? Because they were also included in the Nesa of the Mun, and Shalosh Shudas is Zecher LeMun. So I don't know if that's what you're referring to, but that's...
The other mitzvah is Shishman Grama, that they are chayven, but it's not, and there was a nace.
Yeah, like Achilles Matzah, and Shabbos, and...
Spread out your eating.
No, Tosos asks that kasha. Tosos says, why do we need a Gzeres HaKosav of Kol Ezrach B'Sukkah Yeshu Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu B'Sukkos?
Yes, Sukkah.
Right? So he says, why don't we just say Afin Ayubos Anes, whatever. So and there's that's Tosos has a few different approaches there. So,
Rebbe quoted that opinion that Shalosh Shudas is just you have to spare your eating to be healthy on Shabbos.
I don't remember this.
On the Shabbos.
You're chayiv in Shalosh Shudas.
He says, no, there's an opinion that says you're not chayiv. It's just if you're already full, there's no reason to eat. It's just you have to spare your eating in a healthy manner.
No, you're talking about the Ramah says that. No, the Ramah says if you're so stuffed that you couldn't possibly eat another bite, then don't. But he says, "Avala chacham ain't a barosho." He says, "But if you're an intelligent person, you plan properly so that you won't be so stuffed by the time Shalosh Shudas comes around, and you'll be able to eat something."
I am
plan your eating.
I am cyclically nauseous after Mincha and Shabbos.
Well, it could just be they got to get better food for Shalosh Shudas. You don't have to eat a huge meal; just have a little bit of bread.
You don't have to eat tuna and egg salad.
Right.
Jesus never has still not gotten Shalosh Shudas right.
They're just giving the sauce.
Well, definitely this time of year, it's kedai to put out a decent spread for Shalosh Shudas. People are pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So
I just had a cookie in the middle of the day.
So anyway, the
should have washed.
Oh, you do Rebbe shtick in the winter. In the winter, you do a shtick that like. He makes his kid, he has washes on Kiddush.
Yeah, but you have to eat Shalosh Shudas after the Zman Mincha, at least. It's not so easy to do.
Mincha Gedola, and then you spray.
Okay, so that's still...
But Mincha Gedola in the winter is, like, a couple hours before.
Okay.
Saying, it's a whole shaila that you have to daven Mincha before Shalosh Shudas. That's a chumrah, to daven Mincha before Shalosh Shudas. But Meikar Adin, you have to at least be the Zman Mincha. Unless it's really some kind of Shasad Chak, like Erev Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, or something like that. We generally don't rely on eating Shalosh Shudas in the morning. But, okay, so the Shulchan Aruch over here is discussing the concept of women chayiv in dalet kosos, and then it mentions women in Haseba. Isha ainat tzricha Haseba, elam keini chashuva. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch says exactly what it says in the Gemara. Says exactly what it says in the Gemara. A woman does not need to do a seba unless she is chashuv. So says Ramah, v'chol anashim shalanu mikrei chashuvos. He quotes the Mordechai that all of our women are called chashuvos. But then he says further from the Ravya. Oh no, not the Ravya. Sorry, ach lo nohagu lahasev. But women do not practically lean. Ki samchu al divrei Ravya dechse dekasav de bezman hazeh in lahasev. Right. And
shouldn't it also apply to us?
So, yeah. Basically, and the Rav Mishnah Berurah explains that the Rav Yah has this chiddush that there's no more haseba b'zman hazeh for anyone. So, the Ramah says, yeah, women practically should be doing a seba, but they don't because they're so mech on the Rav Yah. So everybody asks the kasha, wait, right? Either nobody should be leaning or everybody should be leaning. Why is it that women are so mech on the Rav Yah and men are not so mech on the Rav Yah? So that's a little bit difficult. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has a very interesting approach to this. I gave you one approach, which is, if you look in his quoted different ways in some of the different books. He never wrote this down himself. So this is from the Sefer Halichos Bas Yisrael. It's a halacha sefer for women, and it goes through nicely a lot of subjects that you know involve Hilchos Tefillah for women and other assorted things. So it talks about haseba for women, and he quotes this in a footnote. From Rosh Shlomo Zalman. If you look in the Halichos Shlomo, before the Halichos Shlomo, there's another Sefer that came out that quoted Rosh Shlomo Zalman's Vort differently. Like, not so significantly different, but significant enough that it was different mashmos. So that was very excited when the Halichos Shlomo finally came out on Pesach. So I was like, oh, now we're going to find out the truth. You know, which way did he hold? So, of course, they quote both versions. They said we don't know. They said we don't know which one is more accurate, but this is what's out there. Halichos Shlomo came out on Pesach probably about 8 years ago. It's written by his sons, so they said they weren't sure which one was more correct. So, but this is the one I like better. So this is the correct one. So so says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, a very interesting chiddush. Hatam she'ish meisei bezman hazeh ve'eno somech al das ha-mekel v'pnei she'chiyuvo eno mitzad ha-minog ele me'ikar ad-din. So he wants to say that his chiyuv was not just a minog, it was always, he was always chayev.
So this is the assumption that isha chashuva is not a chiyuv.
No, he says, let's just keep reading. Ma she'en keino isha she'me'ikar ad-din p'tura. Right? So he says, really, originally, it doesn't mean like halacha, not halacha. He says, originally, she was pater. V'rak kishen nishtana lios chashuva hischila al pi minog lahasev. So he says, they began, oh, this isn't the version that I like, sorry. This is the other version. So I'll quote you the version I like in a second. But he says, she started doing a seba based on the minog, the kevon shekayom in a regila lahasev chazar adin she'ena meisiva. So this version is very hard for me to understand because he basically says that when women became chashuv, so then they picked it up as a minhag to do a seba. Why would it be a minhag? It should be a chiyuv gomer, right? If you assume
that's the reason for a seba, right?
What? A seba is a din derabban. It's not a minhag, right? So the Gemara says, Isha ain't a tzricha seba, v'mi chashuv a tzricha seba, right? So...
So,
if she's chashuv, she must do a seba.
I mean, it could be that there's no, now that everybody's chashuv, no one is.
No, so then everyone should do a seba. He's saying
what does
that
chashuv mean.
That's fine. Let's assume it's a good discussion. I'm happy to have it next time. But for now, let's assume that they definitely are chashuv. Right. Okay. So, at this point. Women should be chayiv meikar adin. He's saying because they weren't chayiv originally, so anytime they become chayiv later in the game, that's only a minig. It's very hard to accept. So the version that I like better is found in other svarim, and now you can see both of them in Halicha Shlomo, is that what Rosh Shlomo Zalman was saying is that no, really, ein achinami, we all paskin like the Rav Yah. And he said, and you can prove this from the Ramah. The Ramah keeps saying in general, the Ramah comes out in Paskins like the Rush, where he says that really, if you miss, and the Mechaber also Paskins like the Rush. The Rush wins the day or the night, if you will, on the Seder night. The rule, we Paskin Rambam and Rif over the Rush in Shulchan Aruch, it does not apply to the Seder night. I have no idea why. The Mechaber constantly Paskins like the Rush over the Rambam and the Rif on the Seder night. So this is another time that he paskins, I'm pretty sure, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that if you miss a if you miss a seba, then you have to go back and try again. You have to eat the matzah again or whatever. So then the Ramah jumps in and he says, actually, you don't. Why? Because b'di'eved were somich on the Rav Yah. He's like, what do you mean b'di'eved were somich on the Rav Yah? If you don't hold like the Rav Yah, then you can't be somich on a b'di'eved. And if you do hold like the Rav Yah, then what are we doing a seba for in the first place? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, you see a theme in the Ramah that really he holds like the Rav Yah. He thinks the Rav Yah is right. So why isn't he just telling you to forget about a seba? Because like, you can't forget about a seva. Like, it's one of the key things in the Seder. And you know, your father and grandfather, great, 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 oh, they all did a seva. So what, are you going to not do a seva?
Because nobody leans.
No, he says it's not. No, look in the Mishnah Berurah. It just summarizes it very quickly. He says, Taimo, de'ain regilos bartzein, v'sharim ashana lahasev, ela yoshiv kidarko. He says, nowadays, if you go to a royal meal or whatever, they sit nicely at the table. They don't lie down on a couch, right?
Does the Obama eat French rice?
What?
Does the Obama eat French rice?
I don't know, does he?
Probably. Isn't that what Rabbi Yashiv asked?
Trump eats French rice.
When somebody asked them, does Obama eat potato chips? Rabbi Yashiv asked him when somebody said, like, is there a shot to Bishal Akum for potato chips?
Right.
So he said, like, does Obama eat them?
Yeah, I find it hard to believe that that's what happened.
Does she know who Obama is? Then formally eat them.
Right. Because the question is, would you serve it at a state dinner? Not like, would a royal person ever consume them? Yeah. Right. It's a different part. Okay. But for our purposes, Shlomo Zalman suggested that really the Ramah holds like the Rav Yah. So he says, but for men, we're not going to do like the Rav Yah l'charchila because we want to keep the minhag going of doing a seba. But we're not doing a seba mitam in din derabanan. We're doing a seba mitam a minhag. Masha Enkain, women, they never had the minhag to do a seba. They used to not do a seba at all. Right, but most women were not.
Right.
And now that we say that, okay, so sometime in the days of the Mordechai, in the days of the Balei HaTosfos or whatever it was, so women were considered chashev at that point, and therefore they wanted to start doing a seba. So, but they, or not that they wanted to start to, but they would have technically been chayev to do it. But already the Rav Yah had paskined that nobody has to do a seba anymore. So women, they didn't have either reason to do a seba. They didn't have the old time minhag to do a seba, and at that point nobody was really chayiv in a seba anymore, so they just never did it.
So according to this answer, then the Ramah holds like, at least doesn't hold like the Rush when it comes to the seba in the first place, right?
The Ramah wouldn't hold like the Rush because he doesn't really hold you have to do a seba anyway.
Meaning
if Bismarck, there was still
a seba, would he hold like the Rush or would he?
No, he quoted the Rush.
Or would he be chayiv? Like, let's say you
I don't think it's clear. I don't think it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, because it's not clear in the sense that he seems to be going with the Mechaber, but that could only be because in the end he doesn't think it's such an issue anyway.
Right. Okay.
So he only comments on the Mechaber. The Mechaber is right, but it doesn't matter because of Samech on the Rav Yah. So it could be that he might have argued on the Mechaber anyway. But we'll never know because he didn't have a need to.
Like, nowadays, nobody holds it. You have to go back and lean, right?
So again, if you hold like the Rav Yah, which the Ramah does, so then you wouldn't go back anyway.
But the Ramah holds like the Rav Yah only according to...
I think you have already what we would call a svek sveka at that point, right, that you shouldn't... Meaning maybe the halacha is like the Rambam to begin with. And then even in Timtzulomer, the halacha is not like the Rambam, but maybe we hold like the Rav Yah that there's no inyan of a seba in the first place. So even if you're not like, I don't just do whatever the Ramah says, I'm more machmir than that, you know, so still in this case, maybe it is not, there's no need to be extra machmir. All right, last point here we could save for a different time.
All righty. Yeah, sure. Cool.